The U.S. Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America and this Zika virus. Harley.
Now, the House is putting forward a measure to spend $622 million to fight the Zika virus. Now, the president had asked for about $2 billion. They're not going to give him that much because the Republicans are saying we actually have to have the money to pay for it. So they're finding this money by taking money that was not spent against Ebola that had been, you know, set up for it or outlay for it, and also some leftover funding for the Department of Health and Human Services. They take that and they say we can find money to fight Zika. They just don't want to run the printing presses to take care of it right now. Now, the measure will be passed later this week. Then it goes to the Senate. They have some competing bills, and one that spends another $500 million more than this one, so we'll see where they ultimately wind up, if they compromise or if the Senate comes along, does what the House wants to do. Ultimately, though, they're going to put some money into it. They're going to spray for mosquitoes. They're going to do some public education and work on a vaccine as well as better testing. But that's the idea with the money.
Harley, this is right up your alley here, this International Space Station, which has clocked up its 100,000th orbit of the Earth last night.
That's not bad. I mean, it's a long, long ways. It's 17 and a half years of going round and round in circles around the Earth.
I know. How often, Harley, you know the scene backwards more than we do, I guess, but how often do they replace the astronauts?
Well, actually, that varies, but usually they go up for a couple of months at a time. Sometimes longer. I mean, we have one who's up for a year, which doesn't measure up to the longest Russian in space, who's been up considerably longer than that, or had longer than that. The idea in the extended stays on the space station is to try to find out how well the human body, acclimatizes itself to being in space. The answer to that really is not very well. They don't like to talk about that, but they're really concerned that humans, not going to do very well on a trip to Mars.
Right.
We might be able to do it, but 3 years in space is a very, very long
time. I mean, each orbit, I said earlier today, each orbit takes 90 minutes, so 16 orbits are a space station day at work, so to speak, like you and I go to work. 90 minutes, 16 orbits, and then you've had these astronauts living continuously aboard the station since the year 2000. It's amazing stuff, isn't it?
Well, yeah, people have been up there on a rotating basis, of course. I mean, 100,000, they figure, is 2.6 billion miles. That's like 10 round trips to Mars. It's one way to Neptune. Chris would be stuck up there, I guess. It would be able to come back.
That's ways. It's your scene. Tell us about the baby bison that's died.
Well, remember the bison that we talked about where the two tourists had picked it up? Well, they tried to get the bison to be accepted by the herd. The herd rejected the bison. The bison kept coming back to cars and so forth. They had to euthanize the little baby just because a couple of tourists were stupid. It's sad. It's what it is.
All right,
they
Harley.
Tried to get the mother refused to accept her baby back. And this is what happens when humans mess with wild.
Yeah, leave them alone. Absolutely.
Leave them alone. Just leave them alone.
Good on you, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America, it's 8:30.